Hello, in this session we're going to talk about network-connected devices, and specifically we're going to cover UPnP and PNPX. With Windows 8, you can easily connect and control your network devices. So what are UPnP and PNPX? Let's talk about what they are. UPnP is a standards-based protocol that allows you to find and communicate with your devices over the network. A little bit about how UPnP works. The device must implement HTTP. Now, the process of discovery works in the following way. Windows initiates a multicast on port 1900, and the multicast contains a special tag, msearch. The device responds with a unicast that contains a URL to the device description document. We're going to talk about that document a little bit later. The host downloads the device description document from the URL, and then this document has additional URLs to the service control protocol description, or the eventing URL, or even the presentation URL. What this allows you to do is find your device, determine what functionality the device offers, and listen for events from your device as well. If you want to learn more about UPnP, you can go to upnp.org, where there's a lot of information about how to build UPnP-enabled network devices. Let's talk about PNPX. It sounds a little scary, but it's actually very easy. It's just one tag in your device description document. The tag, as shown here, is basically an identifier for your device. Now, this enables enhanced pairing scenarios with Windows, and we'll cover those later. But you also need to implement this, otherwise you are not going to be able to get your device connected. So, a very simple tag to add to your device description document gets you connected. So let's talk about how you bind your device with your application. It uses metadata, and if you've watched the sessions on metadata, you'll see a very familiar pattern here. The PNPX tag that we talked about earlier that goes inside of your device description document would be something like this. You put that ID inside of your metadata, like so, and voila, you're done. It's just that simple. Now, device presence. How do you know when the device is around? Windows keeps a dev node in the system once the device has been paired, regardless of whether or not the device is connected. So your application can query this dev node for information. Now, in order to keep actual presence, you want to send periodic alive messages. And in the case where you're going to disconnect, you want to send a bye-bye message before you disconnect. Otherwise, the PC will think that your device is still connected and will do so for up to 30 minutes. Now, how do you communicate with the device? Once you get the IP address, which is delivered when you first make the connection, you can actually use any protocol you want. You can open up a socket and just start communicating with your device via some proprietary solution that you have. We recommend UPnP for a number of reasons. One, it's already an existing standard. You don't have to invent a new protocol. Two, it is an open standard and allows other applications to discover services in your device and take advantage of them. And three, because it is a standard, it's available on other platforms as well. Now, the pattern of use is this. After you get your device description document, you get your service control protocol description, which contains the information about the different functions and methods that your device supports. You're able to invoke these actions, these methods, and then you can also subscribe for events from the device. So if the device changes state, then you'll automatically be notified. This is all done via SOAP, and if you want to learn more about it, there are additional resources that you can click on in the deck. For certain kinds of devices, Windows will automatically connect with your device over the network. So you won't have to go through a pairing wizard. The device will automatically be connected. So the experience you could have is, your customer goes to the store and purchases your device, they bring it home, and they connect it to the local network. Windows automatically connects to this device, and then Windows then automatically downloads the application for your device. And so when the user goes to their PC, they will see the app for their device is already installed. That's a pretty magical scenario. Now, there are a couple of requirements. You must be on a private network and sharing must be enabled. You must have less than 30 devices on that network. The general rule is this. The devices must be shareable types of devices. So, a set-top box, a TV, Even a smart refrigerator are all shared devices. A personal phone is not. So you would not want an application for your phone installed on someone else in your family's PC. There is an optional PNPX tag that describes the device category. This is an example of such a tag. In this case, we're using home automation. For additional information, there's Windows Rally. There's the upnp.org website. And then there's also a dimmer sample on code.msdn.microsoft.com. Now you understand the basics of how to use UPnP in Windows 8.